Hey guys, it's Jeanette here, producer at The Bitchery of History, and this is Lady Bits, your bite-sized, hard-to-find pieces of history about the women you've never heard of and the women you know and love. This week, I'm going to be talking about Phyllis Schlafly, who we discussed on Season 3, Episode 7 of Bitchery of History, and her connection with Margaret Atwood's book, The Handmaid's Tale. So if you haven't read The Handmaid's Tale, perhaps you've seen the massive hit TV show that came out this past year that won a bunch of Emmys and Golden Globes, especially for Elizabeth Moss's performance in the lead role. One of the other main characters of The Handmaid's Tale is a character named Serena Joy. She plays the commander's wife, a woman who has a higher status in this post-apocalyptic society, but still is not on the same level as any of the men. And when I was doing research on Phyllis, as I was growing angered, I also was drawing these connections between her and this character of Serena Joy. The Handmaid's Tale was actually written in the 80s, which is when Phyllis Schlafly would have been kind of at the top of her game, right after she defeated the ERA. So I definitely think it was on purpose that Margaret Atwood drew these connections to her. The biggest connection between Phyllis Schlafly and Serena Joy, we see this in the TV show, we see her backstory. She was a speaker to women about conservative values and like traditional family values. And so she was out basically rallying women like, we need to stay in the home and our duty is to serve men and so on and so on. And that really helped these men overthrow the government and establish this very puritanical new government. And without her help, they would not have been able to achieve what they did and start a whole new America, essentially. But what we see in The Handmaid's Tale, in the TV show, is that after everything is said and done and the government has been overthrown, Serena Joy is left out of the conversation. She asks to go into a meeting to give a speech about how we're going to implement women into this new system, and she's shut out. They say she can't come in because she's a woman. And knowing the storyline and knowing the story of Phyllis Schlafly, I think Margaret Atwood took what Phyllis Schlafly was saying. She's going around giving these speeches. She's a working woman. She's putting herself out there. She has a job. And yet what she's saying is stay in the home, and like, our place is in the home and we have to focus on the family. And Margaret Atwood has said over and over that The Handmaid's Tale was basically her taking what people were saying about women at the time to the furthest logical conclusion she could think of. And the furthest logical conclusion that she could think of for someone like Phyllis was that at the end of all of this, if you get the type of family style that you want, get the type of government that you want, you're going to be shut out of it and it's going to turn against you as well. Remember that The Bitchery of History comes out every Monday, and this has been Lady Bits, your bite-sized, hard-to-find pieces of history about the women you've never heard of and the women you know and love, or in this case, maybe not love so much, but just have heard of. We'll see you next time.